It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Protesters in Denver clashed with police Sunday night for a fourth night in a row near downtown as demonstrators spoke out against police violence following the death in Minneapolis of George Floyd last week. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez says he saw many confrontations between police and protesters.
The most intense one I witnessed was near Colfax and Logan. I actually witnessed Denver police officer launching what looked like a flashbang grenade in response to some things being thrown at them. And this was about 9:40 p.m. This was nearly 2 hours into the 8 p.m. curfew. Police were just patrolling everything around the state capitol, which is where the protest originated.
Denverite's Esteban Hernandez. Colorado's lead federal prosecutor says violent agitators who have hijacked the powerful message of protests could be charged with federal crimes. The U.S. Attorney General has authorized prosecutors, including Colorado U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn, to bring federal charges against people who are arrested for looting and starting fires. Money from a new Denver sales tax is helping fund college and technical education for some high school graduates. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The money was doled out Friday for the first time to organizations that are helping more than 1,800 graduates go on to college or technical school. Stephen Kurtz, chairman of the Prosperity Denver Fund, says half of DPS students go on to post-secondary programs, but only a quarter graduate 6 years later.
What's really more important is providing them with the support services to help them actually graduate.
Residents pay just under a penny more on every $10 purchase for the tax, which passed in 2018. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A temporary ban on evictions and foreclosures is extended. Governor Polis added about 2 weeks to the ban that was set to expire last Friday. This is CPR News.